USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After weeks of protests, beginning with the death of George Floyd at the hands of the Minneapolis Police Department, President Trump is signing an executive order that would change police department policies.
I'm signing an executive order encouraging police departments nationwide to adopt the highest professional standards to serve their communities.
The measure calls for increased training about the use of force and will build up a national database that tracks misconduct in police departments. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says the measure doesn't go far enough.
Unfortunately, this executive order will not deliver comprehensive, meaningful change and accountability in our nation's police departments that Americans are demanding.
He also said a modest executive order will not make up for policies designed to roll back progress made in recent years. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1-ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1-ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
The Senate and the House are considering proposals on police reform. One bill that's up for debate in the House committee this week is considered a non-starter in the Republican-led Senate. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says,
"We're in the process of making a law, not just making a point."
He says a Republican measure drafted by South Carolina Senator Tim Scott will do that. GOP leaders say the bill will eliminate chokeholds, require officers to intervene to stop unacceptable use of force, and increase the use of cameras. A proposal from House Democrats would also limit qualified immunity as it protects police officers from any lawsuits. According to the White House, that's a provision that the president will not support. North Korea has bombed the inter-Korean liaison office on the border city of Gasong. The South Korean government expressed strong regret over the demolition of the office. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Some nursing home policies during the pandemic have been questioned. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
The United States death toll from COVID-19 in nursing homes and other long-term care facilities has topped 50,000. Marking a grim milestone in a pandemic that is taking a heavy toll on the oldest and most vulnerable people. Republican Congressman from Louisiana Steve Scalise tells Fox News guidelines were not followed and folks need to be held accountable.
There were a few states where they went their own direction. In fact, they required that that if somebody was COVID positive, that they had to be sent back to the nursing home and expressly prohibited the nursing home from even checking to see if they were COVID positive. And in those states, we saw deadly results. And I'm talking about thousands of people that died in nursing homes in those states that should have never died. If the states would have followed the guidelines, meaning if you've got somebody COVID positive, you don't send them back to a nursing home if the nursing home can't properly isolate and take care of them. And yet that's the mandate that these governors gave in violation of federal guidelines. I've asked that we bring those governors in and ask them to explain why they violated the guidelines. And it gave these mandates that ended up killing thousands of seniors in each of their states.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You can listen to current or older newscasts anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.